We are going to read Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 13. We'll highlight basically verse 13 today. Hear the word of God. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Lord, we do bow before you as we rightly should, and we rejoice that we can hear your word. We have your word in our language, and we can understand it. And we have so many helps in our land to help us understand your word. But we do pray, Father, for the leading of your Spirit, that we would be teachable now. We commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've seen, 4 weeks ago anyway, we saw that to each one of us, grace has been given by the Lord. That is, gifts were distributed by the Spirit to each of us, according to the measure determined by the Lord to build up his body and to unify his body as we serve using those gifts. Now, in verse 11, just very quickly, some specific gifts were mentioned. Verse 11 begins, he himself, the Lord Jesus himself, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And we have been blessed to have the scriptures. The Lord has given us his precious word because men in the past were gifted to be apostles and to be prophets. 2 Peter chapter 1 says that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And now, praise God, we also have men who are called, who are gifted to translate, first of all, praise God, into our language, and then now also to interpret and to guide us into the word that we've been given, into the completed canon that we have. That is, evangelists and pastor teachers who are called and available to equip us in the word for the work of ministry that the Lord has given us, that the body of Christ may grow up into him, grow up into the Lord Jesus. And whatever gift each of us have been given, we must exercise it according to the word. The word teaches us how to actually serve with that gift. And we must keep growing in our knowledge of the word so that we can effectively minister as we're each called to do. 1 Peter 4, verse 10 says, as each one has received a gift, minister it. That's used as a verb there. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, as each of you have been given a gift, minister it. Use it as a good steward of God's grace. We're to minister to the blessing of one another in this body as good stewards of God's grace. In order that, it says, we might all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So there's a direction here. So that the use of these gifts that the Lord has given us in this body, the effect of these gifts, is that we will all be moved closer to the unity that we have in faith in the Lord Jesus. And we'll all be growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord as we understand and apply his word as we serve in the body. So we can only really effectively minister the gift that God has given us by the hearing and applying of his precious word. Now at the end we will come, it says, to be a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, we'll become like him. Now, perfection is to be like a Jesus, to be conformed to his likeness, to be completely obedient to his word. And that is a good goal. Praise God for such a goal. But perfection cannot be achieved on earth, as defined in or defined in terms of even the best of the actions of the best of men that we know. But we should walk more and more in a manner worthy of our calling, as it said earlier in this chapter, as we walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Matthew Henry said, "We shall never come to the perfect man till we come to the perfect world." God's children, as long as they're in this world, are growing. They will be growing, praise God, by his grace, becoming like Jesus. Now, we'll look at this growing a bit more at the next time that I go through this passage. But some of the measure of this growth of the body now is that, it says in verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. We will less and less be controlled by that, because we'll more and more be founded on the Word of God. We won't be easily fooled. We won't be tossed back and forth. And when controversial or interesting new doctrines come up, when crafty and smart men throw these things out, may we be delighting always in the Word of God. Because we are maturing in the Word of God, this will happen less. So we will keep growing to be like our Lord Jesus, who is the head of the church. He is our goal. We are to look to him as we run this race. He is the beginner, he's the author, and the finisher of this life of faith, this race that we're in. And the word is what points us to him, to our goal. So I'd like to conclude with this. These are words from the Apostle Paul, one of those that the Lord gifted to give us his revelation. This is in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. "Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended or to lay hold of everything yet, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Let's pray. O Lord, may we all here also be pressing toward the goal of becoming like you. And until that time that we are perfected, may we learn to exercise the gifts that you have graciously given to us, that we might bless and encourage the family of God around us in this race that we are all in this life, as we look to you. And Lord, thank you for giving us your precious word and spiritual gifts, that we might come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. O Lord, thank you for working in us toward that end, for which we give you all praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.